In one of the many essays Nadine wrote, she said, "Occasionally, as one goes through life, something happens which later one recognizes as a turning point. Usually it is not recognized at the time, but when one looks back years later, one can say, after that happened, my life was different. It was a turning point for me. Little did I realize when I moved to Blacksburg in the early 90s how the invitation to attend a book group would change my life. For it was at that meeting of the Great Books Group that I first met Nadine and her husband, Bob. They both made me feel so welcome that I didn't hesitate to join the group. A few years later, Nadine took our friendship to the next level when she asked for my help with a computer problem. She sweetened her request with the promise of cookies. And since I really like cookies, I gladly accepted. That first visit led to many other visits as we quickly discovered how much we enjoyed spending time together. Nadine loved to debate ideas and societal issues. I treasured our discussions, whether they were about books which ranged from Will Durant's The Lessons of History to the Harry Potter series, or about the possibility of computers being cursed, or about the health benefits of gardening, or about our family members, and what in blazes could they possibly be thinking? We even tackled the more taboo subjects of politics and religion, which was a good thing, or I might have never known that, apparently, most of my views were just plain wrong. Nadine's mind was sharp and clever, and she always kept me on my toes. It was rare that I could get the better of her, but when I did, I never got the chance to gloat, because she'd just shrug her shoulders and say, whatever, and change the topic. I greatly admired Nadine's steadfastness, her commitment to her ideals, her strength of character. At times, when I thought she was being unreasonably resolute in her opinions, I tried to throw her off guard by accusing her of being stubborn, to which she would arch her brows, give me a little smile, and proclaim that she was not stubborn, but tenacious. In Nadine, I had found a true friend. I never laughed harder than when I was with her, and that definitely was not because she knew how to tell a joke. It was because humor was so ingrained in her character. It was a natural part of who she was, not something wrote or learned. She had a marvelous way of spotting the world's ironies and could see humor in everyday things. She felt that laughter could never fail but to make you feel better. One of the last times I talked to her on the phone, I told her how sorry I was and how guilty I felt that I hadn't made it to Blacksburg to visit her recently. There was silence for a moment. Then she said the exact right thing to cheer me up. She said with gusto, "Good! You should feel guilty!" Nadine never considered herself perfect, but she never suffered fools gladly either. She would certainly let you know her opinion of what was best for you. And to make matters worse, she was usually right. She had a phenomenal memory. She never forgot a date, a fact, or something you said 3 years ago. Eventually, though, I learned her secret, and it's my belief that I wasn't the first to figure it out, because I'm pretty sure that J. Edgar Hoover must have gotten his note-taking predilection and extensive filing system from Nadine. As proof, I submit for your consideration this letter Nadine wrote to Bottom Line Books. I sent you a check for $39, number 119, dated February 28, 2001, which was for 24 issues of your periodical, Bottom Line Personal, and a book, The Best Revenge. The book finally arrived July 18th with another bill for $23.90. I do not owe you another $23.90, so I'm enclosing that bill herewith. I am not impressed by your business practices. I keep records. Very truly yours, Nadine J. Newcomb. Nadine was a marvel. I look at her life of accomplishments and am in awe. I can't believe how fortunate I was that she picked me as one of her best friends. She's an inspiration to me. She was a lifelong learner in the truest sense of the word. always looking toward the future, always trying something new. She fought for the disadvantaged, the poor, the poverty-stricken. She believed in the importance of family and was so grateful that she'd been blessed with a loving and supportive family her entire life. She taught me, or tried to teach me, as I still have some way to go, that I should not dwell on life's disappointments or wallow in grief, but look with hope toward the future. Nadine kept telling me that she was ready to die, that she'd lived a wonderful life and had accomplished everything that she wanted to do. I would tell her that she might be ready to go, but I wasn't ready to see her go, that it would be a tremendous loss not to have her in my life. She said it would be okay because I would have her in my heart. So every time I make one of her recipes, like her Texas sheet cake, or her Caribbean fudge pie, or her carrot cake, or even her Grandma Mead's molasses cookies, which she told me I made as well as one can without possessing the cookie cutter, or every time I watch an episode of Charlie Rose, or eat pepperoni pizza and butter pecan ice cream, I will think of Nadine, maybe picture her in her rosebud Easter bonnet, and remind myself of how fortunate I am to have had her in my life.